Sunday night or Liut Ches Siva. When you, a few people are sitting around and they want to eat something, the proper way to do it is really for one person to make a bracha and for everybody to be yotzei with that person's bracha and to say, saying amen, listening to the bracha, being mechaven to be yotzei. That's Barov Am Hadrus Melech, that you have a multitude of people joining in one bracha. It seems the common minig is not like that. People make their own brachas, they're afraid they won't hear it, or maybe the person will end up not saying the bracha properly, and then you'll have a issue of how to not embarrass him when you make your own bracha. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, though, most people are yotzei with one person making the bracha, and that's probably because of the Lecha Mishnah, because everybody, not everybody has their own Lecha Mishnah, so they yotzei with the person making hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah, although there are people who have the minug, maybe it's not so common, but there are people who still make their own hamotzi on Shabbos also, and like they're yotzei with the Lecha Mishnah of the Balabayas. There's such a concept. Some achronim say it's such a concept. Some people do it. I know some people that do it. And they're like yotzei the Lecha Mishnah with the Balabayas, but they make their own hamotzi. Okay, moving on to Chovos Halvavos. We're learning Shaar HaPrishus from Perek Aleph, and he's talking from the very beginning. We'll go back to the beginning. He's talking about Perek Rishon, is about in general why the world, why it's a necessary trait for the world, for everybody, not just for Jews and Torah, but for all the inhabitants of the world. And he says the word precious itself, which means to abstain, to refrain from doing whatever it is you want to do, whatever your body wants to do, self-control, abstaining. It's kolel many different aspects, and he'll be discussing them through the shahr. And then he says an interesting phrase, that the name sounds very obvious and clear. It's like a flag, something everybody understands, but it's inyan, what it's really all about, and it's chashivus, and how it's a sod kombus. He says it's a secret, and when you unlock the lock and open the seal, meaning when you delve into it and think about it and learn about it and contemplate it and study it, you'll understand the secret. Hagdoras haprishus b'milim pshutos, just very simply put, it's muzzling, rison tavos nefesh, muzzling your desires. V'asavlonus al hadavar shepirish mimenu, I mean you'll do without it, maybe you'll delay having it, you'll do without it. Machmasiba hamachayev azos, because there's a reason why you shouldn't partake of it. And he'll be going through these various reasons in the shahr. What would be an appropriate reason, a proper reason for precious? But it's only b'zman sheyochal asoso, if you can do it. For who have shori lo, and it's possible for him to do it. For Omru, it is said, haporush is misheyochal uporash. Someone that can't afford it, someone that doesn't like it, someone that's not holding by it, someone that can't do it, so that person couldn't very well be called a porush. V'amsiba ha-machayevus recent havas ha-nefesh, the reason in general to obligate one to practice self-control, Nechlekas l'shnei chalokim, has two parts to it. Echad kloli l'odam, it's for mankind in general. Ulaharbe mishor balechayim, and for many animals as well. He will explain that the world functions with self-control. Otherwise, everything would just be all over the place, hefker, and the world needs self-control in order to function properly. And even in the animal kingdom, you have that. There, of course, it's built into their instinct. It's not a cheshbon. V'hasheni miyuchad b'balei ha-Torah mibnei Adam. The Jewish nation who have Torah have a special obligation for a different type of precious, for a different reason, to elevate them, and it's not the regular precious that all of mankind is chayav in, and he will be explaining that in Perek Aleph, the mankind's precious, and in Perek Beis, the Torah's precious. That is an obligation on Balei Torah.